Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad gets ready to host Richmond on Saturday as they end the regular season with three straight home games, starting with this matchup with the Spiders. And coach, looking to get back on track. Been a bit of a rough stretch for you. You guys have lost three tough games. Last time out up at New Hampshire, you were up 13 at the break, ended up losing by 8, and overall, looks like that you did what you wanted to do. Just some critical mistakes at critical times hurt you.
Yeah, no doubt, Matt. It was frustrating in a lot of ways, but there were a lot of positives when you went back and looked at the film on Sunday with the guys. So, you know, the first half, you know, they came out and they had a really impressive 80-yard drive to open the scoring and take the 7-0 lead. And they converted three third downs along their opening drive for those 80 yards and touchdown. But then our defense seemed to settle in. The remainder of the half, they only gained 70 more yards. So they had at halftime, they had about 150 yards or 250. And, you know, we had good scoring opportunities with a short field after a block punt. We had a block punt by Elijah Solomon that gave us the ball at the New Hampshire 39. So we were able to convert that into score. And then we did have a really nice drive of our own as well. So really, after that opening drive, our defense seemed to have settled in. And at halftime, they only had 7 yards rushing and 7 points on the board. And, you know, we had that 13-point lead, as you mentioned. But the second half, unfortunately, didn't go as well for us. We turned the ball over on downs. We had to punt the ball after our opening drive. We had the kickoff to us on the opening drive. And when you watch the second half from a defensive standpoint, we made a lot of good plays. Unfortunately, the ones that we didn't make weren't just, you know, gains for first downs or something like that. They ended up resulting in touchdown or big plays, though. So on one of their drives, they had a 30-yard completion, and then right after that, a 31-yard touchdown pass. The opening drive of the second half, they had a 31-yard touchdown run. And, yeah, those plays there, obviously, we didn't play the defense that we needed to on those specific plays. But, you know, the other situations of the game, we were playing really good defense. So it was frustrating from that perspective where, you know, they got points off of some, you know, misfits on gaps and things like that. And then offensively, you know, we turned the ball over too much. And, you know, we got to take care of that moving forward because we had the ball at the plus 31, the plus 23 and the plus 18 in the game and ended up having interceptions and those drives. So when you're that close, you'd at least like the opportunity to attempt a field goal, you know, if you're not getting the touchdown as opposed to losing possession. So, you know, that was frustrating from that perspective, but that's something we got to focus on and come out and play a cleaner game and, you know, eliminate the turnover bug and win the turnover battle.
So it has been a bit of a rough stretch, but you'll end here with three at home, still a lot in front of you here, and, you know, six of your first nine were on the road. This is a nice way to end when you look at the potential postseason and stuff like that, to have these three home games in your back pocket?
You would like to think that's going to help. You know, we do feel a little more comfortable at home. We have done, you know, fairly well early on, especially in the season with all the road games, but you know, I think our guys will be a little more refreshed where we're not traveling. The New Hampshire game was not a hard trip. You know, we had a charter flight and all that. So, you know, I can't blame it on a long bus ride or anything like that. So it was just a matter of, you know, making some critical mistakes in some critical situations. But we are excited to get back home. We have a upcoming opponent in Richmond Spiders coming in, and they're hot right now. They've won 4 of their last 5, and they're 4-1 in our league. And as you all know, our league continues to just everybody keeps knocking off each other. So we're going to have our hands full this weekend coming up, but we are excited to be playing in the confines of Villanova Stadium. And I know our guys are excited to get back on the field and you know, kind of redeem themselves for what we put on the field in the recent weeks.
And you mentioned Richmond being hot. They're coming off of, they've won two straight, as you said. Last time out, they beat Stony Brook pretty handily at their place, 30-10. What are they doing really well right now?
They're hanging on the football. They are playing good defense. They are, you know, keeping it balanced on offense. All the things that you want to do, you know, no matter who you are, to be successful. You know, protect the ball, have balance on offense, defense, as far as run pass, and, you know, play solid defense. And that's what they're doing. They're doing a really nice job. Their quarterback is a guy that is their leading rusher. Obviously, he throws the ball as well, so they have some good targets at wide receiver. A couple guys, a couple grad transfers from some D1 schools, but the quarterback's kind of the one that makes the offense go. And then on defense, they have some really good players up front. They have Maurice Jackson, who is the preseason selection as defensive player of the year. He's having a nice year. They have a guy inside, number 98, who's a really good player. Their linebackers, they have two linebackers, one who's a freshman, Tristan Wheeler, that are both in the top 10 in tackles in the conference. And then their secondary is long and athletic. They have some guys back there, Brandon Feimster, who's a Downingtown kid who went to Duke, and now he's a grad transfer for them as well. So they're athletic, you know, pretty much like most teams in the CAA, and they're doing a good job right now, like I said, playing defense, controlling the ball, and quarterback's doing a good job, you know, moving the sticks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.